You're listening to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
Bruce, could you come in here for a second, please?
That was going to be a great track. Guys, what's the deal?
Are you sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell. So, let's take it again. And Gene.
Yeah.
Really explore the studio space this time.
You got it, Bruce.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Explore the space.
Okay.
I like what I'm hearing.
Roll it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. And our special intro there from Will Ferrell and company from Saturday Night Live from a few years ago. Who's in there? That's Chris Kattan. What's his name? Who has the Late Tonight Show? What's his?
Oh God, I don't know who these people are.
Yeah,
now.
You know who this
I'm
is.
Old.
He's got the show. What's he? Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, Fallon. Yeah, is Fallon back there?
Yeah, it's Fallon. He's playing drums.
Fallon, Horatio Sands, the other guy. I don't
know. So, anyways, guys, tonight's topic is, of course, more cowbell. The history, not the history, the greatest cowbell moments in rock history. So get your thinking caps on. That's what we're gonna be talking about tonight. We have it all going on here at the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Lily V6 is in the house. Keith the Hawkins behind me here, Mr. AKA Max Headroom. I don't know if y'all can see, he's got the More Cowbell t-shirt on.
It's so pretty sweet.
It's really sweet. So, and speaking of cool t-shirts, you want to go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. We have some great merchandise there. T-shirts, totes. What is this called? Hoodies. This is distracting me. all kind of cool stuff. Condoms. We have tampons, maxi pads, all your feminine hygiene needs can be met at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. So you definitely want to, give that a check out there. So tonight's topic, I said, is the greatest cowbell moments in rock history. So we're going to be talking about that. We all have our favorites that we're going to be getting into. And we have some great rock and roll tonight by some great bands. We're going to go ahead and get started here in a second. But first, I need to talk to you guys, introduce you formally to my lovely co-host here. Sitting next to me in the studio today is the lovely and talented Miss Lily V6.
What's up?
What's up, Lily V6? What's the good word, Lily?
The good word is that I am drinking iced tea tonight. and not beer.
Damn.
I know.
We got to dry out a bit.
Iced tea.
I'm drinking whiskey on the rocks.
Oh, well. Well, I don't live in New Orleans.
The road goes on forever.
Clearly.
My first one today.
Your first? Just really? You're getting a late start.
I was practicing today. I was trying to hit it hard today.
Trying to hit it hard. Okay, and behind me, the gentleman behind me is Keith Hawkins. Keith, what's going on? Did your son hanging out with you? Is he there and everything today?
No, they're out of here, man. I kicked them. I got them out of here. I got one. They've been out of my hair. I don't know where the hell they're at, actually. They might be in a van down by the river at this point.
Down by the mighty Mississippi. Okay, we're going to get started here. First band tonight, we've got Hardcore Superstar. You Can't Kill My Rock and Roll. Hardcore.
Yeah.
Superstar on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Take a ride on the skyline. I can't stand from
That's a little hardcore superstar, my friends. Yes, my fine friends out there in rock and roll land. Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. And we're talking about our fun times in New Orleans this week. We should go ahead and talk about that a little bit. Maybe we should give the kids at home a little taste. Yeah, a little taste. Just a little taste. We can't. See, if you guys tune in live, in between the song, while the songs are playing, we were giving you guys the real juicy stuff. So that's incentive. You guys want to make sure you tune in live. We have a few less tonight, I think, because we're on a different night. It's Tuesday instead of Monday. But, hey, this week we're going to do two podcasts. We're going to go live on Sunday. Well, I don't know the time yet. And then we're going to do our regular Monday night. But Monday's going to be without the Hawkster because he's going to be just getting back from a trip. So
I'll be in the air.
Flying high again with the Hawkster. Well, hopefully it's trying to connect. We aren't live right now, but we'll be live again in a second. So if you hit the finish thing, you got to start all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just let it. It's probably best to let it.
Try let it ride.
Yeah, let it ride. So anyways, guys, so what is... Let's talk about our top picks for the greatest cowbell moment. And maybe Keith's a good... finding kind of obscure things. Maybe cowbell songs that people don't realize are cowbell songs. So I'm sure Keith probably has some ideas. So so maybe we'll get into a few like kind of deep cuts along the way. So, Keith, let's start with you.
Yep.
Give us a good pick. Let's talk about a cowbell song that's just got to be out there that people have to know about. It's a great cowbell song.
I think I'm going to go back in the day a little bit. I'm all over the board tonight. So I mean, there's a lot of love for the cowbell in my life. So I have several of them in my possession as we speak, but I'm gonna go with Lowrider by War.
Oh yeah.
Very cool intro, and just has a very like, just, you know, it's kind of got some timbales in it coming in. It's got a nice groove. It's funky. It's the guy just kind of talks the whole time. I mean, so it's, you know, it's the song is cool, and it's got some cowbell rolling through it, buddy. So, and it's one of those songs, too, that I think a lot of songs that are popular with cowbell only are used as a timekeeper, so it's like that has a cool little intro to it to kind of kick the song off.
I like it.
It's a great track, but yeah, I'd forgotten that the cowbell was like really important in that, but good one. What do you got, Lil? Lil?
Boom goes the Dynamite. I'm going to start with Prince and the song Cream.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Wow. Good one, Lily.
I wasn't picking my usuals, although I do have some of my usuals. However, I wasn't picking all of them tonight.
What about Night Train by Guns N' Roses?
I have that on my list.
What about it?
Ah. It's one of them. That's what's about
it's
it.
One of
gonna,
it.
No, that's a great rock and roll record, but that, for some reason, Steven Adler won Cowbell Crazy. There was the cowbell in it, like every freaking song.
Yeah, there was.
So other just than My Michelle, he has, or maybe I think, is there one on Rocket Queen? My Michelle, I don't think has a cowbell in it, but jog my memory. But the first like several tunes on that record, Welcome to the Jungle. I mean, even if it's just like I said, he's just using it for of a timekeeper. But Night Train has like the really loud. For some reason, that cowbell is loud as hell in that mix. But he's playing and he plays cowbell, and it's so easy. Welcome to the Jungle. I mean, it's just, you know, the list goes on and on. But maybe Paradise City might not have a cowbell in it, but, you know, I can't keep up.
I got a question.
I guarantee 80 to 90% of that record has a freaking cowbell in it. But that's one song itself.
What is it? Would you know, Keith, how the cowbell became part of the drum set? Like, is there a historic thing, the first drummer to incorporate cowbell into the drum set?
Dude, I've seen drummers in the 19 videos anyway of the 1920s when it was jazz, like just, you know, ragtime music using cowbells. I think a lot of times you didn't have as many cymbals as you do today to like do that. So a lot of people had cowbells and woodblocks and things to just make noise with, where it wasn't as, you know, today where you might have one cowbell in a kit. They might have threw like a couple different size ones on there, and they didn't have like the... Like the hi-hat might not have been involved, or you know, they might have had just a China cymbal, or just then ride cymbal come along. So the China cymbal's been around for years too, but the cowbell was just a it could go back. I don't know how far, but I mean, that's you have to research
Is the cowbell? Is that like an American thing, or does that come from like the West Indies, or like where?
I think you got a lot of it in like Afro-Cuban music too, and Brazilian music, and all over the world. I mean, I think it's just as a rock. That's the thing where the cowbell is very way more dominant in like Latin music with percussion and just, you know, maybe the drum set's not as common with some of these, you have like a Cuban salsa band that's like, you know, they have 20 different percussionists and the cowbell is just one part of like several, you know, but I think in rock music, the cowbell is kind of just a timekeeper, but the cowbell, I've seen it go back, it goes back a long time, man. Like I said, I don't know the exact date. Somebody can school me on that one a little bit, and you learn some every day. But
well, so, I think you make an interesting point, too, about the drum set. Like, in the beginning, it really wasn't... I mean, we all know what the drum set is now. You know, snare, bass, toms, ride, crash, hi-hat. Those are the basic, you know. But in the beginning, as pop music was kind of starting out, that wasn't settled on, right? Like, drummers were kind of experimenting with, you know, with different stuff.
Yeah, that's why they called it back in the day. They had like what they called trap kits. Trap kits are basically short for contraption. I mean, you know.
Oh, nice.
So I mean, it's just you had a lot of drummers just trying different things. Where you know you might have had double drummers at times. One guy like a second line thing in New Orleans where you're playing a guy's playing a bass drum part, another guy's playing a snare because you got these funky rhythms crossing over, and the drum set was just a way of like kind of condensing that into you know just one person doing it. But a lot of times in the beginning, there could have been several people playing these rhythms because there were just a lot of syncopation and funky rhythms going on. But you might have a guy, like I said, playing a bass drum, but he's playing it with mallets, you know, or, you know, there's a guy's playing with just snare drum with, you know, just basic sticks. And then when I see, like, people that actually put that together for the first time in, like, more of a, we'll call it a westernized kind of way, they might have had the bass drum, snare, but there wasn't like this plethora of cymbals and things like that. The China cymbal, like I said, I've seen that in a lot of early jazz.
Can you explain to people? First, I want to give a quick shout out. Raven Dodson says, what about Moby Dick? For a cowbell song. Thank you, Raven, for that. Great, great pick. What is a China cymbal? Because people that don't know what that is.
It's kind of what they call in today's, I guess, terminology. It's an effect cymbal. I wouldn't use it on every song. It just kind of has. You ever see the one that's like, it's kind of looked like it's upside down, palms a different way. It's kind of like has that odd look to it. It looks like almost like a little helmet at times, where you could call it that, where
it looks like a stereotypical Chinaman's hat, right? From like the
1800s. Exactly, yeah, I don't want to go that far. Yeah, since you brought that up, that does look like that. But it has like that effect kind of, you know, where it's like I said, I don't want to use it as a primary symbol, but it has like, it can sound like a garbage can lid. It could be obnoxious at times, but that's, you know, one of the things I've seen around for a long time. But, you know, that's a whole other thing. But that's what the China symbol is.
Your balls are filthy.
Wow.
That's none of your business.
Lily, your balls are filthy, but why don't you go ahead and talk a little bit about some of your cowbell moments that just make you want to get up and get yourself hot.
I wouldn't do that anyway. However.
Time to make it hot tonight.
I also chose Led Zeppelin's Good Times, Bad Times, but they have quite a few too. I actually found a whole website called the ultimatecowbelldatabase.com.
Oh, wow.
There's over 3,500 songs with cowbell in it.
Oh, my God.
On this website.
Give us some maybe surprise ones. Maybe ones
surprise
that
ones.
You don't really think, because we all know, you know, one of us is going to mention Honky Tonk Woman. I mean, you know, there's, you know, what's the song by Mountain, Keith?
Mississippi Queen.
Mississippi Queen, you know.
So Weird Al has like 17 of them. Surprise. I got Zakk Wylde. He did Mississippi Queen. Stevie Wonder, Pastime Paradise. Let me see here. Wild Cherry, Play That Funky Music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I just broke my mouth a little bit. Go ahead. Keep going.
I'm just reading it.
It's just the facts. I'll get the facts.
It's probably my ulcer backing up on me. Go ahead.
Go to the ball washer. Now.
Go to the ball washer, Keith.
Vanilla Ice. It's a cover. Van Halen, House of Pain.
Damn it. Sit your ass down.
And there it is. And boom goes the dynamite. U2 has quite a few of them. One Tree Hill, Stories for Boys, The Refugee, Typo Negative, A Dish Best Served Coldly, The Turtles, Outside Chance. Oh, I can't read because I'm blind.
Yeah, we all blind after this weekend.
Thunder.
We drank so much alcohol this weekend, guys. I mean, I don't know if you guys caught a couple of our live. That Lily did some live stuff. I did some. We did actually did like a kind of a
somebody
junior
start,
podcast.
Needs to start taking phones off of people at this point. I know I should have had my phone hidden.
Oh my god, it was a weekend of total drunken debauchery. I have to give a shout out to my man back here, Keith, the Hawk Hawkins, and his amazing wife. She has undying patience.
She sure does.
And they are just two of the most wonderful, gracious people. And basically, we all lived together for like 4 days, you know, getting drunk all day.
We did a pretty good job, though.
And you know what? Other than a little, I had a little dust up on Saturday night because I found out there was some shit going on at my house, wasn't supposed to be going on. And I said, I kind of set me off and got my acid reflux up. And I was a little standoffish for an hour or so. But for the most part, nobody got an attitude with each other.
No,
we all hung out. Like, you know what I mean? We were running out of gas, I think, a little bit. Like, what was it, Sunday night?
Sunday night, we're like,
we all
kind
of running
pizza.
Out of gas. Yeah, I want to do some pizza, you know?
That's why I couldn't go out today, man. I just had enough.
You did, you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just I'd have to dry out for a day.
Did you blow your wad?
I don't know what you mean.
Paying attention out there? Try not to see it as work. See it.
Are you paying attention out there? So, what's some of your favorite? We got. What do you have on there? Motley Crue. Briefly on Livewire. Oh, Mickey Hernandez, thank you for chiming in. Lars, what's up? The Larsenstein is in the house.
Motley Crue's Dr. Feelgood and Primal Scream both have in it, too.
That's right.
Of course, that's on the list.
You're missing a big one on, come on, Motley Crue, Miss Motley Crue. You're missing a huge one that was on her early record.
Oh, my God. Which one, Smarty Pants?
Public Enemy number one has it all over that song, man.
Yeah, but I was going with stuff more people might know. Well, Primal Scream's not a common one.
Dr. Feelgood is, though.
Yeah, Dr. Feelgood is.
Has Aerosmith got any cowboy stuff? Cowboy. Cowbell stuff?
Yeah, it's in the back of Walk.
Aerosmith? Walk, dude looks like a lady.
Your last child that's in there. He does a little roll on it.
Damn it, boy. What in the hell's your problem?
Just Push Play, Last Child, Legendary Child, Walk This Way.
All right, guys, get them cowbells out and start whacking them around while we play this next song.
All right.
All right, guys.
I want a cowbell now.
Yeah, we need to get... Next week, we'll all have cowbells.
I'm jealous that Keith has one. I kind of... Well, of course he does, because he's percussion. But I really want one.
All right, guys. Let's rock out with a little Ginger. King of Everything from I Speak Astronomy on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We'll be right back. Ginger with a J, guys. Come on. Get your coolness on, right, guys? We're going to be cool, right?
Get a jackass to water, but you can't make him drink.
Boy.
Well.
That was kind of perfect for that.
And then there's that. You are listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. You can go to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus to get some very cool Ludini swag. We've got great t-shirts, sweatshirts, mugs, shot glasses, totes, all kind of cool-ass shit. So go there and buy it. Buy it now. Buy it. Buy it now. Buy it now.
Buy
it now. Buy it now. Buy it now. Buy it now. Buy it now. Because I'm selling. Because after today, I think I'm selling my auto business and doing this full time.
hey, I got a question. How much are the t-shirts?
T-shirts are $275 a piece.
How's my credit?
They're like $25.99 or something like that. I forget what they are. All right, about 20 bucks or so. You just heard Ginger, and that is JINJER-metal.com. And before that, we had Hardcore Superstar, and they rock really hard with Super Monkey down at the Hard Rock. HardcoreSuperstar.com is that website. So, and Chris, Keith is still waiting on his $40 from the Ace Frehley Show.
Ooh, and boom goes the dynamite.
And if you can't afford it, go home and get your shine box.
That's messed up, man.
You know, here's what happens when four people get together and just start drinking all weekend. Certain running jokes start. So we started a running joke about that bit from Goodfellas. You know, go home and get your effing shine box. And it turned out that apparently I was drunk and did not realize it, but I made the joke at an inappropriate time and involved, you know, when there was an African American person present, and they may or may not have taken it the wrong way.
She did.
She did not. So I apologize, even though I didn't do anything wrong. Because I'm not the kind of person who wants to hurt anybody's feelings. If you hear me say something and you go like, why did you say that? Probably just because I'm being crazy and trying to have fun.
That's really how it went. You didn't do it on purpose.
No, it was
really a quiet moment in the car at
all
that
sudden,
time.
Like, crickets. Chirp, 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 chirp.
I turn around, my eyes are like.
that's funny because now you sound a lot like our president, but that's a little different.
Did we just get a million loves for that?
Like I said, her whole, like, you know, her whole demeanor just changed, man. It was like when you said that, I just don't think she took it the right way, and it wasn't directed towards her, and she just kind of went, you know, things went south after that. I don't know what happened.
He'd been quoting that all day.
Yeah, that's not what it means at all.
I am not going to watch, I'm sorry, Lars, I am not going to watch the Karate Kid sequel. I'm not doing it. I know, everybody's like, Cobra Kai, oh my God. I would rather sit and watch grass grow. Didn't watch the Karate Kid. I saw once when I was a kid. I took a date. We, I think I got a hand job in the back seat on the way home, and that was about the end of that. Like I never thought it was a great movie. I wax on, wax off. I got your wax on, wax off right here.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's Ralph freaking Macchio. It's not like, you know what I mean. I mean, at least in Crossroads there was guitar music in that movie, but I thought that Karate Kid was just a weak, dumb, cheesy, cliche 80s BS, and it was okay. Like, I got it. It became iconic. A lot of people liked it. Okay, cool. But to see any kind of, you know, there was the next Karate Kid with Jackie Chan. Did you see that?
Yes.
And what's his name, kid?
Will Smith.
just no interest. None. So everybody, I don't care how good Cobra Kai might be, the greatest, you know, television series since The Sopranos. I'm never going to watch it because it's just like, I don't care. I just don't.
Isn't it only on YouTube or something?
Yeah, it's on YouTube Red.
Yeah. So what's that tell you?
Well, Lars is like the 10th person who's like, oh my God, you have to watch Cobra Kai. And I'm not knocking you, Lars. I mean, it's probably awesome, but it's just me. Hey, Lars, it's me, not you, bro.
No, it's you.
I can't do.
Lars, it's you. I'm trying to like you, man, but it's you. But what do you do? What are you gonna go home and practice them fucking moves in the mirror, bro? That's, I mean, it's a TV. Seriously. Lars, come on, dude.
We
give
love
me something
you, Lars.
Good,
hey, you know what, Lars?
Let's talk about the cowbell.
Hey, Lars buys merchandise, so.
Cowbell, guys. Yes. Let's get back on subject here.
Jesus Christ, Lars.
Lars is the greatest.
Yeah,
but no, Lars, I'm not trying to bust your chops. It just is not, just the premise, the premise of that just, like, I don't know. As soon as I saw it was something about to do with Karate Kid, I'm like, no. I'm just never going to even try it. What did you say?
Lars is the type of dude that goes to Walmart and bitches about the $5 DVD bin, you know what I mean? He's pissed off because they're $5. There's a reason why they're $5. This thing should be no bucks.
He says that there's a class. It's got a classic rock soundtrack that's very good. Okay, I might try it.
Try to salvage it somehow.
You might suck me in, brother.
Lars, I'll practice on your old ass, Keith.
Lars, don't take his shit, buddy. Do not take this man's shit. Hey, Keith. Keith.
Hey, Lars, where you live? Chicago? I'm going to go practice falling down. I'll be right there.
Oh, damn.
Don't mess with Keith. He's retired, man. Those retired guys will kick your ass. They will F you up.
I don't know. I think Keith could do it, too, man. I see it in his eyes.
Bear.
Yo, Lars, you're fucking with a heavyweight, bro.
All right. All right, enough with the effing. Okay, so, Keith, hit me up. What is an awesome a song that, like, makes the cowbell, like, it, like, makes you want to go out and buy a cowbell tomorrow?
I'm going to stick with the hits for a second again, if you don't mind.
Hit me up with the hits.
And I'm going to go from a little band from Flint, Michigan. This was a cool intro to the song, and he put it through the rest of the song through the verses. Dawn Brewer and rest of his band. We're an American Band by Grand Funk Railroad. It was a cool song with cowbell, and I was to this day, I still like the intro. Have played in bands. It's fun to play. And it's a crowd pleaser, and that's a cool intro, and a cool cowbell song. There you go.
Good at this game. Yeah. Stroke it. Damn, you're smooth.
I am smooth.
Oh my.
Smooth. You so smooth, Hawkins. American Band is a maybe one of those slightly like overplayed classic rock tunes, but it's got a kind of like gooey cheesiness to it that's a lot of fun. And the cowbell is very, very, like, important to this. It's one of those songs, right, Keith? Like, if you're going to play that in a band, you have to have cowbell. You can't even get away with it.
Yeah, you definitely got that.
You got to have the cowbell. Lily V6, give me some cowboy juice, biatch.
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and pick something Keith is going to love. And it's going to be Kiss.
Is it Heaven's on Fire?
Mm. Calling Dr. Love.
Oh, yeah.
I was waiting.
All right. Hey, baby.
That's just for you,
yeah,
Keith.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go for it. Yeah, go.
Go for it, Lily V6.
You know what? That's a good pick, Lily. Because you know what?
Here we come.
To beat the best, to be the best, you got to beat the best. Woo! Good pick.
Oh, I love you, Keith.
I think heaven might be on fire right now.
Heaven should be on fire.
You know what I say? Lick it up, man. Lick it up.
It's only right now.
I'm not even playing your games
Keith.
Hey, hold on, there's somebody knocking on my freaking door now.
Seriously?
You don't even have a freaking key.
Is this the guy?
It's the little kid with the ice cream.
Keith has these neighbors that come over his house and ask for ice cream.
Oh my God, this is going to be so hilarious if it's the ice cream kid.
This is the
Like, I will, like, legit die.
Ray Charles can see that freaking hole. sorry, my tenants are back, you know what I mean? Hey, Stu, the rent's due, man, motherfucker. No, okay, never mind. People now falling down the stairs shit again. I'm on the air, babe. No. There's another door either.
Oh, and what are we doing now?
There's your son out puking in the parking lot.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Dedicate one to the lady.
So, Keith, tell us about this neighbor of yours that comes over and asks for ice cream.
It's like 10, 11 day with this. I get some ice cream. You know what? Get your ass a spare job and you'll have some spare ice cream. But I don't care if you're 10. Go down to the corner like all these other kids down, and I see in the French Quarter, play some buckets, get a little rhythm going on. me a couple bucks. Don't come in here ever asking for ice cream every day. I mean, every once in a while, I'll give you some ice cream.
He's like going off.
But don't. It's not every day. Come on. I mean, you're now you're. Don't crap where you eat, my man. You know what I mean? I mean, I noticed this is kind of a different way of life down here. But don't come in here every day. One. Then all of a sudden you give him one thing. And he's like, oh, I wanted a, like a snickerdoodle flavor or something. I'm like, you know, I'm putting a snickerdoodle foot up here.
Is he like
ass.
Ordering like different flavors of ice cream now?
He tells Samantha what he wants ahead of time so she can go to the store.
Yeah, he puts an order. You know, he's putting the inventory order in for next week already.
That's
so what
fantastic.
Do you guys think? You think like when random children start showing up your house asking for ice cream? Well, first of all, how did it start? They asked if you gave candy for Halloween. And then he was like, oh, can I have some ice cream?
These kids are friggin' ruthless in this neighborhood. They're 9 months ahead already. You know what I mean?
They're already getting prepped. Like, who they're going to hit up?
Wow. I wasn't that hard.
In January, they're asking me what I'm going to give off for Halloween. I'm like, I haven't thought that up that far ahead. Give it a rest. It's friggin' October.
Oh my god, it hurts.
Okay.
Chris Thunderwolf has to get this out because it's like the third time he said it. Skid Row Monkey Business. He said it like six times.
Good jam.
Well, who said that one?
I love that. Chris Thunderwolf. Was that on your list, Keith?
It was. That's a good one. Good buddy. All right.
Oh my goodness. Could you imagine people just showing up your house asking for stuff? Oh god.
I wouldn't even answer the door. If that happens when I move up here, I'm not even answering the door.
And it doesn't. Okay. They're terrified of this house. They don't even come. I've tried to give out Halloween candy.
Like, on ice cream, it's a kid with the guy with the asthma attack across the street. He has an asthma attack every other day. Get a goddamn inhaler, why don't you?
Oh my god!
I've tried to give out Halloween candy here several years in a row, and they won't even come to the door.
All right, good.
They're terrified.
I'm gonna be like the neighbor that doesn't talk to anybody.
All right, so we got. We talked, we said the American band, Chris Thunderwolf Dotson chimed in with Monkey Business. Oh, that's a really great riff, great cowbell track. Lily, what you got on your list, girl?
Little Def Leppard and Rock of Ages.
Good one. What else you got? Give us a couple.
You want more.
Yeah, we want more. We want more.
Twisted Sisters, We're Not Gonna Take It.
Oh, yeah.
And I have Presidents of the United States of America with Peaches. Actually, they have a couple, I think. I think a couple of their songs include that, but that's the one I know for sure.
Wow, good ones. Keith, throw us a few out there, brother.
I'm going to go with
a little bit. It's a hit, but I can't name another song by this band. Stuck in the Middle, Steeler's Wheel has a little cowbell in the middle there.
Oh, yeah.
So in the middle, it has some cowbell in the middle.
Yep. What else you got?
And I'm also going to give you a Van Halen tune that no one's named yet, which is Dance the Night Away.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, good cowbell track.
True. And also a tune that maybe not their most popular tune, but Manic Mechanic by ZZ Top is another one.
Cool riff. That's a kind of unusual ZZ Top song, too.
Yeah, it's definitely different.
They stepped outside of what they kind of normally do with that. And
Yeah, definitely.
That's almost progressive or something, you know? It's weird.
It's got a different vibe to it than most.
Oh my goodness! So we're gonna let's jam out another track here, and we'll come back and wrap up here in a little bit. But we got something. We got something a little more Toolish. We played this band before. This is Sown, and check it out. Sown on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circuit.
The ones I touch, the earth will swallow.
bang that intern.
All right, Sohn on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus played some great rock tonight. So let's go ahead and give a little recap. We opened the podcast with Hardcore Superstar. You go to hardcoresuperstar.com. Then we kicked on some female-fronted metal with Ginger, J-I-N-J-E-R. That's ginger-metal.com. And we just rocked out to some Sohn. Great band with a sort of a Tool-esque progressive sort of vibe to it, kind of dark, moody stuff, alt-y, very cool stuff. And so we're glad that you guys are here with us tonight. We're talking about our favorite cowbell songs. Anything you guys want to add about the cowbell before we maybe kind of touch on a few other topics before we get out of here?
Any other cowbell-y things
you want to mention? You're done with the cowbell?
I don't need any more cowbell.
Do you need any more?
For this greatest cowbell song of all time.
Here we go.
Late in the Evening by Paul Simon.
Ooh.
With the great Steve Gadd on a drum.
Today, you are a man.
That's
Late in the Evening. That's a cool. And there's a great line in that song. And I stepped outside to smoke myself a J.
That's right.
You didn't even know that line was in that song.
Kind of like you did, Lou.
Yeah, I stepped outside and had to smoke myself a J. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. You want to go there and buy some swag. We got some cool stuff. There's all kind of great merchandise there. We've got women's shirts and men's shirts and different colors. You can mix it up. When you hit the store, you can pick a combination that you know, different combinations of the logo, different colors of the logo with different colors of shirts. It's really cool. So you guys have a lot of fun with that. Check that all out. So, Lily, what is going on in your world this week? What's coming up this weekend? Anything you want to talk about?
I have nothing this week except for maybe, what? Maybe hitting up the Millvale Music Festival for a little bit.
It's going to probably be a last minute thing, but I'm probably going to see Rival Sons on Saturday night. So that's probably going to happen. And I think, what are you doing, Keith? You're going to be in Pittsburgh.
I'm coming back to Pittsburgh for a wedding on Friday. I'll be there Friday to Monday. So I'll be back in the old hang, and we'll see what I can get into.
And
there are more rules here than there are in New Orleans.
Yeah, unfortunately. But
yeah,
we are planning on getting together live on Sunday at some point, so we'll let you guys know. And we're going to do a live one here in the studio with Keith, so we can put the little computer away.
We can actually have him here.
We can actually have him here.
And not just his head.
Yeah. I had somebody tell me that they've got like a 40-inch monitor, and if I could find some way to rig it up, we could have him like a lot bigger behind us here. So we're still playing with it. Also, guys, I haven't put this out officially because we're still talking to John, but I'm pretty sure that Monday we are officially going to be part of Rock Rage Radio. So that's really exciting. It's still kind of like, we're still kind of working out the technology of it and everything, because he wants us to go live on there. So we'll be simultaneously live on there and on Facebook. Not exactly sure how that's...
We'll figure things out.
Yeah, he said that there's some software he's going to send me. So hopefully we can get all that guys hooked up for you guys, because I would love to partner with Rock Rage Radio. I think it's... a great market for us. I think we're going to, you know, attract a lot more fans and be able to do a lot of cool stuff. So good things are afoot at the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. So we're kind of winding down. Any parting thoughts, any parting shots, anything you'd like to add, Lily, before we wrap up? Do you want to talk about anything that happened over the weekend that you'd like to share with your fans?
Just the Museum of Death. If you go to New Orleans, go to the Museum of Death, because there's some really cool things in there about serial killers. And I'm not talking just like pictures. I'm talking like letters they wrote, photographs from the crime scenes, like some there. Eileen Wuornos's brawn panties. They're in there, like things like that. And then there's autopsy videos and blah, blah, blah. But the serial killer shit's really cool.
This photo of Anna Nicole. Anna, is that her name? Anna Marie. What was her name? Anna Simpson.
Nicole Brown Simpson.
Yes. Anna Nicole Smith Brown Simpson with her head halfway off. So
there
I cannot
cool
get that image out of my... Be careful, though, because there are a few
things
in
there. Don't take it lightly because it's not.
Yeah.
It's not kitsch.
When the guy's introducing it, he's like, "If you need to take a break and come out here, it's fine. You can go back in." I'm like, "Who needs to take a break?"
It's not for the faint of heart.
And I went in there. I'm like, "Oh, I can understand why people need to take a break." Yeah, it's hardcore. There's some stuff that's like depressing and dark and so there's a handful of things that like I wish I could unsee. Here's a funny story about that. I walk in and they have great merch. I mean, just the t-shirts, everything are really, really cool. And I'm like, I'm totally getting a t-shirt. And I came out of there, I'm like, I'm totally not getting a t-shirt.
Bad juju.
Like, oh man, I was just like, ooh, I don't know if I want to walk around.
I got a button, so I'm not scared.
You're not scared. I ain't scared. What was your favorite part of the weekend, Keith?
Just having you guys down and just chilling, man. Just hanging with some people. You know, hey, sometimes it's lonely down here. So when I get people to come down, it's a nice little change. I mean, my liver doesn't thank me, but I mean, other than that.
My liver was mad at me.
It was a fun time just showing people the town. I still haven't discovered everything here. There's a lot to do here, but we took in a lot in a short amount of time.
Oh, we sure did.
If somebody's coming to New Orleans, Keith, what's like the one thing you would say you definitely have to check out?
Just go to the French Quarter. To me, Bourbon Street's kind of overrated, even though it's in the French Quarter. But just check out all like the. There's a lot of cool like art museums and just a lot of. There's a lot of bands, of course, and Frenchman Street's really hip too. So those two things are good. There's a lot of cool museums and if you're just looking to even just to bar hop and get your drunk on, then there's plenty of time and places for that too. So.
There's a little bit of everything there.
There is a little bit of everything. I mean, well,
the thing that really blew me away, and we all talked about this, is the architecture down in the French Quarter. Ooh. Like these buildings, first of all, they have this thing, and we need to look this up. They're obsessed with balconies. Almost every building has some kind of balcony that you can walk out on, even if it's really small, walk out on or sit out on. It's really, really interesting. And all these structures, you could just be walking and it just looked like a regular building, and you could look through, and all of a sudden there's a courtyard and tables.
And it's always
and
beautiful.
And it's like beautiful. And, you know, I mean, they just went out of the. It's just like the whole thing has this great, vibe to it. That's like very kind of congruent from play as you go. And what they've done is really smart is that, at least in the French Quarter, the main part of the French Quarter, you don't really see like Starbucks and McDonald's and places like that. Like that doesn't like kind of come and like interrupt your vibe. You know, you're going to these like little hole in the wall places. Some of these places, there's like places with like white tablecloths, and there's some places like the place that had business cards. Like the decor was just business cards stuck all over the whole place, and they had old football helmets.
That was that absinthe place.
Yeah, I mean, like, just like any kind of vibe you want to experience, you can just kind of go. If you get bored with one place, you're going to find the next door. I mean, you could literally probably go hang out on one block and not get bored. I mean,
there's so much to see.
It's so much to see. So if you've never been to New Orleans, it's definitely you want to go check it out. And you'll definitely want to go back, right, Lily?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? I'm already planning my next trip.
All right, guys, thanks so much for hanging out. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Please do not forget to hit that store there. It's a lot of cool stuff, and it helps us out. And we love to feel the love. And we'll check out soon. The podcast will be up. And I keep forgetting the most important thing. What do I forget each week? Share alike. When you share the podcast around, it gets the word out about the great bands and the, because you know all kind of people crying about music. They saying, you know, where's the real great rock and roll? What's right here? That's where you want to check it out. So if you love bands like Soane, Ginger, Hardcore Superstar, hit that share button. It gets the word out about them. Gets more people checking them out. It's awesome stuff. I want to thank Rob Castle, Tiffany Lee Boyd, Lars Cothran, Chris Thunderwolf Dodson, Raven Dodson, all the people that chimed in tonight and having a good time with us. We had some new faces. We had some people that we don't see. Some regulars didn't show up, I think, because we're off a night. You know.
Yeah, that's
that kind of blew everybody off. But we do appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com to check up on everything that's going on. And we'll catch you guys on next week's Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus with Keith the Hawk Hawkins, Lily V6, and, of course, the man Jesus himself, Ludini.
Wow.
Boom. Goes the dynamite. Should be down my door and send